This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, September 14th. On Monday, officers aboard Carnival Horizon spotted a small boat off the northern coast of Cuba that appeared to be drifting. Crew members came to the aid of the five occupants, providing them with food and water. They declined to come aboard Carnival Horizon and instead opted to continue with their journey, with their boat being deemed safe by Carnival. The incident did not impact Carnival Horizon's schedule, as it's still continuing on its six-night Western Caribbean voyage. Today, the vessel is spending the day in Grand Cayman and is scheduled to arrive back in Miami this Saturday, September 17th. And Holland America Line has announced another grand voyage, this time a 94-day cruise to Australia and New Zealand. They just keep getting longer from the U.S. The sailing is set to depart on January 3rd of 24 aboard the Volendam round trip from San Diego. Highlights will include 43 ports of call, including four overnight calls in Australia, New Zealand, and Tahiti, along with two evening departures in Hawaii and Australia. The voyage will spend two full days of scenic cruising at the Great Barrier Reef and visit 16 ports of call in various South Pacific islands. A shorter 58-day and 36-day segments are also available. Fares for the full 94-day journey will start at $17,200 per person. And finally, Disney Cruise Line has provided an update on the development of its second private destination in the Bahamas, Lighthouse Point. The line is working closely with Bahamian artists and advisors to create a destination that represents the natural beauty and culture of the Bahamas. These new renderings display a colorful beach retreat that'll include a recreation center, water playground, cultural pavilion, and dining and shopping venues. Lighthouse Point is located on the southernmost tip of the island of Eleuthera, not too far from Princess Cruises' private destination, Princess Keys. Sorry, I have sunscreen in my eyes. And cruise line stocks were down on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation down 3%, 10.24. Royal Caribbean down 3.2%, 46.50. And Norwegian down 2.6%, 14.40. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in, where are we? Grand Turk in the Turks and Caicos. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Wednesday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.